Blog Talk Radio.
And we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we are joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And you?
Doing great. All right. And I think we have some callers here in the queue. Well, before we start taking some callers here, we want to once more announce our website, which is HowPsychic.com. Once more, that is HowPsychic.com. Please don't forget to check out our website and all of the great specials we constantly have going on over there. We have currently a $5 special, so please go over there, check that out, and take advantage of it for all of your private reading needs. Don't forget to check out HowPsychic.com. All right, Lo, are you ready to start taking our callers here?
Yeah, let's go to area code 720-339. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi, I'm Jane calling from Colorado, and I wanted to find out, I found a house I'd really like to purchase, and I wanted to see if you felt like I'd be able to manifest the extra money I need to get this house.
Okay, the answer is an immediate yes. You have to believe that you can manifest the money and you will be able to. I know things have been difficult. I know that, let's say you're able to survive, but you have a difficulty when it comes to trying to thrive, okay? That is because the motivation and the belief have to meet up together, and that is what will create that opportunity for you. I also feel that you will be able to manifest this within a reasonable amount of time in order to acquire the home, okay? And that's exactly what it will become for you, is a home. So I leave you with this information, and please let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Area code 520-234. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, I'm calling from New Mexico, and this is Joni. My
yes,
question
Joni,
is,
how you doing?
Fine, thank you. My question is, Thursday at 3:30, there's a big business meeting I'll be going to. Do you see that as positive for me, please?
Okay, let's see here.
Especially with Kathy.
Well,
Kathy's going to be there.
I am seeing here, I'm sorry.
A woman named Kathy will be there.
Mm-hmm. And Kathy has been difficult?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for what I'm feeling here, hon, it will go well, okay? It's not going to be the best of situations, but it will definitely be good. I don't see anything negative here, and I feel you should go into it with positive attitude. And if anything, I think you need to go into this fearlessly, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Lois. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't. Okay. We'll get the next caller. If you guys need a question answered, please press the number one till we know that you want a question. All right, the next call, and once you we have answered your question, please press the number one again so I know that you're not in queue. All right, area code 210-831. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm from San Antonio, and I just kind of wanted to see if you were picking up on anything, just kind of general, any messages, anything.
We only do specific questions on the show itself. We can do general readings privately. So I do need you to ask me a more specific question about your life, please.
Okay, not a problem. My question is, will this insurance claim that I placed to go through, or will there be any problems?
Okay. Slight delay, but it should go through.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my computer doesn't move. So, okay. Area code 323-933. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Rev. It's Yvette, California.
Yes. Hello, Yvette. And
hi, guys.
What's your question today?
Work. Just looking for, I haven't really gotten out there to look for something, anything yet, but I wanted to know what the energy looked like.
Still looking good to me. I want you to get out there first, okay? What I am feeling, hon, is you need to go for it because right now it's that strike while the iron's hot. You have an opportunity to find something wonderful, but
okay.
If you wait too long, that will pass you by.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That
Thank
was
you.
Easy.
All right. You guys, again, if you guys want to check out any specials, go to www.howpsychic.com, and there's some great packages going on right now. We don't have any more callers.
Okay. Well, once more, we're going to go ahead now, and we're going to listen to some music waiting on our future callers. But if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. We're going to now listen to, let's see here, we like Shri Ram. So we're going to listen to track one of the CD entitled Oneness. Track one is entitled Shri Ram. This CD can now be found at the artist's website, which is zarina1.com. That is zarina1.com. Thank you. Once more, please don't forget to check out our website, which is howpsychic.com. You can check out our website for all the great specials we have going on over there. And we have a $5 special that will be taken off air at midnight tonight Eastern Standard Time. So once more, for all of your private reading needs, please check out howpsychic.com. All right, Loie, and do we have any more callers for today?
Yeah, we just got two more. Area code 347-306, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay, my name is Jordan. I'm calling from Las Vegas. My question is about my career. Lately, I've been having a couple of health issues, but I just want to know, since it's been affecting how I work and everything else around me, will I get a promotion and when?
Okay, okay. You have health issues, and you feel that somehow the health issues have affected you at work, correct?
Yeah, at work, at school, everything I do on a usual, on a daily basis has been affected.
Okay. And you feel somehow that this might lead you into a promotion?
Will lead me into it? No. I've been trying to apply for a promotion, and I feel like...
Yeah, okay. Well, the health issues have nothing to do with your question then. Okay. It was a little confusing when you were leading up to your question with the health issues, so I'm going to have to make that clear to you. What I feel here is that you do have a lot of effort and energy that you apply in the work area, and you always seem to try and go and do more than your share. Okay. My feeling is that you need to be able to limit yourself as far as doing more than your share, yes, but you will be appreciated for the work you have put in, and I feel that there will be a promotion coming up in your life, in this career path, and in this job. Whether that be this particular one that you applied for or one directly after it, there is a promotion of sorts involved, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, area code 727623. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, this is Lisa calling from Florida. I just started I just started a job tonight, and I was wondering when you see the money starting to, improve for me, finances.
Okay. Let's see here.
Actually, can I just tell you some information?
Well, if you'd like, yeah, go right ahead, Lisa.
Well, I work at home, and basically I would have to build a clientele. But the thing is
yeah,
that I already have my own independent stuff that I do, and for some reason that slowed down a lot in the last month. And it's never slowed down. I've had really good, steady calls they work on the phone. For, I don't know, 2-3 years, but for some reason in the last month just slowed down. I think it's just a time of year or something. So now I've added...
The economy, people right now are holding on to their money more and more, okay, which will change for the better, granted. But what I am getting here is May is going to be the best time for this. You're going to, be building over here and between now and all of April a clientele base, and you're going to be doing good at that because you're going to bring old customers from the other thing over to the new thing even though...
Oh, no, I don't want to bring them over.
Not.
I make more money when I keep them separate.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hold on. Even though there may not be a complete match, it looks like old customers are going to somehow find out about your new stuff, okay? So that might end up benefiting you in the long run. Don't allow fear to block any progress that could come through. You know, it may not be the best of ideas at the time, though, okay? But I feel the new venture will be successful for you. May, I mean, you're going to start making some money with it right away, but May is going to be when you're starting to see the impact of that income, okay?
Oh, that's perfect.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Sorry, my phone was dying. I had to switch phones. Sorry about that.
You're fine.
Okay, thank you. God bless. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay, we have a Skype caller, I think, and I don't need to take out knowledge, but we'll go ahead and take this 111 call. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Mary from New York. I was just wondering if you saw me getting a new roommate.
Okay, Mary. Who's the one you're talking to now as a potential?
It was a male.
Mm-hmm.
I've been advertising in a paper and in a local community board, but I haven't heard back.
Yeah. Okay. This one's going to come back. I actually, you know, my first thing would be, oh, yeah, he's not trustworthy, you know, blah, 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 because normally that's what I get when someone asks me this question. But this one you're already talking to is trustworthy enough. I feel that he's going to come in, but you're also going to have another option. So you're going to have your pick of two individuals, and I think the other option is going to be a female. But I also know that you've had very much difficulty when it comes to female roommates or female company, so to speak.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I feel that the female you receive as your other option out of the two will be actually a very viable option, a very good option, one that might prove to break the cycle of your experiences thereof, okay?
Okay. All right. Do you see when this is going to happen?
We only do one question per caller, hon, so I'm going to go ahead and cut you off there. But
all
I
right.
will say to you that you don't have to wait too long. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, okay. Area code 908-759. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. This is James. Reverend, I talked to you, I think, last week, and I just wanted to verify. You said I was going to meet a lady in, like, April?
Yes.
I was just wondering, because I don't remember. You said, like, April, I think.
Yes, it was around April.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was actually about the first week going into the second week of April, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. All right, because I think it has something to do with me going back to the church I was in.
It is possible, but I don't see the relation.
Oh, okay.
And don't think too hard about it. Just go have fun with it. Because you're
thinking about it
in the month of April, you're going to really change that whole thing. So just, if he's giving you that, just know something will happen. So don't dwell on it, okay?
Okay, yeah.
It shouldn't be
know,
a thought in your mind.
Yeah, me
yeah.
with the patience
well,
part. That's the one thing.
Mm-hmm. You know what I suggest? You come back over to the website, get another private session. We'll do a coaching session on it, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Area code 617-441. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Sure. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Boston. My question is work.
Okay.
And finding something that is just very aligned with who I am and seeing it happening soon.
Okay, I know this is a little cliche to ask right now because the medical field has been booming and everybody is going after it, but I see a healing dynamic behind you, and so I had to mention that and find out why. Where are your gifts, honey?
My gifts are More creative focus, written word, more visualization, bringing ideas to life. I also counsel. I don't know if I would call myself a healer. I don't necessarily. I haven't ever really been told that, but more counseling, organization, depending on what the task is, and communications.
All right. Well, one, we're going to get into two different sectors here. We're going to answer your question about work and job, but then we're going to talk about career, okay, because there are two different things.
Maybe
career
I should have said career.
Job.
Maybe I should have said
okay.
Career.
Okay.
Right
well,
now.
Well, we're going to get into both, so don't
okay.
worry about it,
okay?
Job is the first thing that you're asking about. That's what you were meant to ask about, okay? You're going to end up having a job in about 2.5 weeks, if not sooner. I want you to keep looking. I want you to keep out there because you're going to come up with something that's going to be good, and it's going to pay well, and it's going to require a little bit less hours than what you had before. However, I feel that the environment, you're maybe going to have one person there that's going to be stressful. We always have one person in the work area that's going to be somewhat stressful towards us. However, you're going to have a good work environment. It's going to be relaxing, and you're going to go along with a good 99% of your coworkers therein. However, this is not going to be your career. I'm not sure exactly what it's doing, although I do know that it is a very social environment for this job, okay? Number two, career. I want you to focus on learning Reiki. I want you to focus on trusting your inner self and the gifts that were given to you hereditary through your generations. Okay, a family. There may be one person in your family that had it instead of your mother or father, but I want you to do some research there if you don't already know. Number two, I want you to trust in that intuition because it has never let you down, even when you haven't really paid mind to it and then came up and found it later actually becoming true. For yourself or even for friends and family. You have a very healing dynamic behind you. Nursing and monetary things like that could also be good, but I really want you to look into Reiki and becoming a spiritual counselor of sorts. This will also require you to be able to release your own fear and overcome your own obstacles therein, because as a healer, we also have to heal ourselves. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Can I ask a question?
I'm going to allow it because we don't have any other callers right now.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so my question, ideally for a career, not a job, I wanted to really get into communications. I love the idea of, well, more so my own marketing PR firm. I love the idea of Reiki. I just didn't know if I wanted to do it full time. I don't want
to
get paid for it. If I'm going to do it, I want to do it because it's healing and people need to be healed.
And
you know what I mean?
That's fine. But I want you doing both. And you know what? If you don't want to get paid for it, that's perfectly okay. But what I will say is that there is nothing wrong with receiving monetary gratitude for services rendered as a healer, okay?
As long as
we're not getting rich off of it or living in some mansion like with what Sylvia Brown does, because, yeah, I'm even going to put her down in this. She abuses her gifts, okay? I know that's what you do not want to do. That's why you don't want to charge for it. Well, honey, sometimes your heart can be a little too big, okay? Even God tells us, he gives us gifts so we can survive off of them and so we can help others, okay? So I want you to consider that down the road as you progress in anything you do, okay?
Okay.
But I feel that the communications and the Reiki are both in your pathway. And I think we've spoken before because this all seems very familiar to me. Okay, but I feel that you have the ability to do both and maybe even intermingle the both of them, because communication is a form of Reiki as well. Okay? We must communicate our feelings externally in order to evoke the emotions we need to heal, to bring the people into our lives that we need to have around us. Okay?
Okay.
So I want you to really recognize that I see you healing, and I see you healing others, and I see you doing well in both of these. But you have to have that confidence to go for it.
Okay. Okay, so look into the Reiki, and okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open
mm-hmm.
to it. I mean, I get Reiki.
Lolita, I know you've got to say something here.
Who, me?
Yeah. What words of wisdom do you have for her?
Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, no matter if you're counseling somebody on a chair or going through energy healing, you're still a healer. So what you said earlier about, you know, if you want to be a healer, you're always going to be a healer, whether you're counseling somebody or doing energy healing. Does that make sense? I want you to start claiming it, not doubting it. It's like me. I'm not an education teacher, and that's what I went to school for, and that's what I've taught in the military, but I don't do that. So even though I'm not a teacher in the education system, I'm a teacher of spirituality. Does that make sense? So there's so many different facets of healing that you can call yourself. So go into it knowing that you can be a healer no matter what area you go into. Because communication and PR is, you know, definitely in so many ways kind of healing when you're putting that energy out there. It's that receiving that the other person gets, other customer gets, other business gets from that, and they just know. I do sales, and people bond with spiritual people, and you have that connection. So really the fundamentals of Reiki are very powerful in so many, you know, ways. So definitely learn the history of, you know, of Reiki and learning all your chakras, you know, learn them in Sanskrit even and English, so you can broaden your knowledge, because it's very powerful, and especially doing mantras, you know, especially Om Namah Shivaya mantras, because he is the creator of Reiki. So definitely learn, you know, and if you don't have a mentor, definitely reach out to Adam, and you know what, I'm going to put myself out there. I mean, you can call me. I do free Reiki on a lot of people. I'm like you. So until, you know, when I'm ready to get out there and receive my monetary things, then that's what I'll do. But until then, I receive on so many facets. It's unbelievable. So monetary is not the only way of receiving. It's in different forms of receiving. And that can
okay.
be anything.
I guess the thing that I have, the question that I have with the Reiki is
mm-hmm.
how, and I know this may be just kind of complex and too long, and that's fine. I can email you and bother you guys. But
you're fine. Go ahead.
How do you, like, I've had different people who do Reiki practice on me, and there's one that I absolutely love out of everybody that I've been to, and then there's other people,
okay.
and they weren't effective. How do you ground yourself so that you're not picking up other people's energy? Or is that something
well,
that
you're gonna
you
have, you're gonna have to learn that. That's just you're just gonna have to learn that as you go, and that's there's steps. There's many different levels of protection. You know, I've been doing this, you know, many years, and I'm still learning to protect myself. But I also don't want to go into that mind of controlling on how to protect myself, because there's a difference. When we go in there controlling how we protect yourself, then we're allowing the ego to run into our way. It's okay sometimes to pick up energy,
precisely,
you know, at the end of the day. It's all about how you clear and cut yourself at the end of the day. I clear and cut myself every morning and every day. I'm a light worker. I go to work. I'm around people all day long. I'm a people person. So regardless of where I go, into friends, family, work, hospitals, wherever, I come home and clear and cut. That is my duty as a healer. I must do that one. I wake up in the morning. I do my meditation. I do my you know, my chakra clearing. I do my mantras, and I do everything. So that's something that you're going to have to find a way to find a ritual to do every single day. But you'll learn as you go. You're not going to know this all day long. And whatever mentor you find, you go with it, you go get a tune, and you have them certify you. Okay.
Now, you see, honey, the reason why you're not getting a direct answer on what's going to work best for you as a protective measure is, one, because we don't want you too faceted on it, because then you're going to end up protecting yourself too much, and you'll close yourself off from all forms of being able to do your Reiki in practice. But also, one does need to have protection, and one continues to ask for, you know, when they're learning, well, how do I protect myself? How do I protect myself? And then they get confused because no one gives them a, you know, answer, oh, this is how you do it. Because, you know, what they don't get is that you have to find the method that works best for you. You know, it's something that you create. It's not something that someone gives you.
Okay, so I'm going to add one more thing, then we're going to go because we have another caller. It's the same concept when you sit, when any man or woman thinks that they can do everything on their own, they have the highest degree, they have this, and they can do anything on their own. Once you start thinking that way, you have totally blocked off every receiving, every blessing that you can receive. It's not about what you can do on your own. So don't go into controlling. So it's the same concept. It's always a yin and yang relationship, no matter if it's a relationship or a business, friends, you know. So always make sure that you're able to receive and you don't block that, because once you start blocking it, you're not going to get any, and you're not going to get nowhere. You're not going to even have healthy relationships, healthy business relationships or anything like that. So one must accept that there is a give and take in this, and no one can do it on their own in this lifetime. That's why generations ago were healthy relationships, because there was that balance of giving and receiving. So same concept as far as Reiki. Go with the unknown and just and learn, okay? And if you ever need to feel that, reach out. Just reach out to Adam. He'll get with me, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
All right. Area code 239273. Please state your name while you're calling. Come and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Mary, and I'm calling you from Florida. And my question is about career. Do you see any career change for me, like, you know, a year from now?
A year from now, you ask?
Excuse me?
I see 6 months from now, to be honest with you. I know that there is an area that you've been thinking of. I can't quite pick up on exactly what that area is, because I'm in a general state of energy today when I'm focused on what's going on with people. But what I do feel is that you're questioning whether or not you can succeed in the new career path choice that you are, you know, have been pondering for some time before making that decision, okay? And I feel that you can succeed in that, and I feel that you can do very well. Granted, you don't have all the resources right now, but whoever does when they first start out, okay? You have to just try and put it together as you go along, but yes, you will succeed, and 6 months' time, I feel, is when that career shift will happen. I also feel you won't have to wait very long for that success to occur. You may want to take classes, and you may want to involve yourself in activities that help you learn about how to do this new career path that you have been thinking about for some time now. So I say get involved in groups that talk about it. Listen to blog talk shows that may have, you know, some reference to the subject, or, you know, talk about it in discussion, okay?
Yeah. All right. So you see something happening in about 6 months from now.
That would be correct.
All right. I hope that's going to happen. Thank you so much, Adam. I appreciate it.
There's no word hope, okay? Get that out of your vocabulary. Hope is ego, and hope is doubtful, so you're not going to get anywhere when you want to hope for anything. You got to claim it. Watch the words that you choose.
That's true. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys.
Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Blessings. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We got Common calling, and I'm waiting for her to call in here. She's been sick, so I didn't know. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I'm waiting for them to...
For those of you listening and tuning in to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website, which is howpsychic.com. Once more, our website is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Please don't forget to check out our special, which is our $5 special for 10 minutes on the website at howpsychic.com. And you can go on there. We have our special. We have all sorts of specials continuously going on throughout our website. All right, Lily, do we have our caller?
Yep, hold on 1 second. Hey.
Hi, it's Teresa. How are you?
I know. I'm doing good. Are you feeling better? You sound better, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if you weren't having that.
You know, I've got to send so much to love to the both of you. I was so sick from January and February. It was silly.
Uh-huh.
And Reverend Adam, thank you so much for calling and checking on me. So anyone listening, he even knew when I was sick and actually called me at home. How are you?
Everything going? You've got some job offers going on, huh?
Well, yeah. I went to a couple of job interviews last week. I went to, I had a second and third one on Monday, and then I have another one on Thursday. And they both look really promising. Different jobs.
Okay.
So it's like all of a sudden four planets hit Aries this week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me that Joe got what you had.
No. But you are picking up on John getting sick.
Oh, okay.
You're familiar with John. So, yeah, he's gotten the same kind of nasty. That flu went into pneumonia. Pretty brutal.
Hey.
It's bad.
Yeah,
me and my sister had it in November for about a month and a half.
And you just, you know, the minute you're feeling better, you try to catch up on everything and then you crash again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're stupid, you know.
Yeah. No, don't worry. I was going out like I was sick and I still was, you know, doing whatever I had to do. And one day I said, I can't do it anymore. So even not knowing if you have it is bad.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's still floating around, so be careful, you know, keep your health up.
Yeah.
You guys are lucky you haven't gotten blasted too bad, you know?
Yeah,
so,
not yet.
Well, don't say not yet. You have no intention. It won't. It doesn't harmonize with your vibration.
No, it doesn't, but when you work around 40 people at the same time, their germs go around, so... We all have to go in there taking our vitamin C or airborne it.
Yeah. I got pretty burnt out in January, and then right after I got really sick, just wearing myself out. But anyway, it sounds like this Aries is now on the move and new energy is coming in. I know people have been pretty spiky this past week. I don't know if you know. Have you guys noticed it with the shift?
Mm-hmm.
I actually noticed it myself on a personal level.
Yeah. People have been a little edgy, either
careful
over the last few weeks or a little edgy. So, you know, it's everybody kind of went through it with all those planets in Pisces, but now Aries is the warrior, so here we go.
I know. Whatever I can't wait. We go from one sign to another.
Whatever
you know what?
Remind me,
did I ever have you do the longitude and latitude for Lolita?
No, but I'd be happy to. Give me a call or send me the information. I'll be delighted to do it.
Okay.
Okay, will do.
Thanks.
Yeah, send it over to me. So, Reverend Adam, what do you think about the jobs? What do you think's looking good? One requires travel and one doesn't.
One requires travel and one doesn't. And you're going to kill me, Teresa, because it's the one that requires travel. I've been soaking on it since you stated this earlier. It's the one that's at a distance, but it proves to be the best of the two. Okay?
Why? Well,
why
leave it to you.
Huh?
It's actually a better job.
Yeah.
The job is more prestigious and it's a major career move, but it requires more traveling.
Yeah. And are we talking New York travel?
Pardon me?
Are we talking New York travel?
No, but I'm thinking there's a chance that I could actually have it morph into something that I could be doing from a distance.
Okay, okay. By the way, I want Joe to come up with promotional stuff for his website so we can start playing his music on the show as well.
Oh, terrific. Terrific.
Mm-hmm. He'll love it.
Well, we can, yeah, he absolutely loves it, and he's actually been writing some compositions for the symphony and getting involved more and more with that, so you might have your own band.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but you guys sound good.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So, Adam, do you see anything else around the job for that's the one with the driving or the distance that I'll hear by Friday or anything?
The one with the distance is the one I want you to go for, honey. I mean, you're going to make lots of friends in that, okay? I mean, you're going to be around the wonderful mentality people. You're going to meet spiritual hearted people like yourself, people that, you know, would resonate very much on the same level as we do. And you're going to have a blast with it, Teresa. Now, the one that doesn't require travel would be good, but it's a job. It's not a career move at all.
Correct.
Where the one that requires travel, yeah, you'll benefit from it right away, but you'll also have the career move. And I think it's well worth it. I know that it's going to be somewhat difficult arranging and juggling everything, especially with the daughter and, you know, all of that going on. But I'm sure it is more than, you know, going to work out in the end. As you know, the more we think of the solution in a positive manner, the more it will occur to us and come to us. I didn't quite remember if you had said that it involved travel to New York or not. I was asking if it
was.
No,
but
I
think eventually I might be able to maneuver myself into a position where I change my job description and still assist them.
Okay, that would be good. That would be very good.
Taking on more of the legal aspects, you know?
Uh-huh. I would agree with that. I agree with that. But remember, Teresa, we also want you in that area that that Joe's been traveling back and forth from in New York.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think you're absolutely right. And one of the things that I just absolutely love about men, this is why women need to have men as friends, because men see things without getting into the big argument of how do I balance it all as a mother.
Uh-huh.
Us women get really caught. You know, you don't see men at the bar discussing how they're balancing their family life with their careers, but women do that constantly, you know. And I just really heard that in your voice. Like, of course you'd take the career move. What are you talking about? You know, it's just such clarity. I think men are far more amicable and have clarity around that. And you have clarity anyway, but, you know, you just have that nice way of being so diplomatic about it.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know you're diplomatic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people call the show or have heard people call the show and say rotten things, and you're just gracious. You're just plain gracious to both of you,
mm-hmm.
You know. You just figure that's their own stuff.
Yeah, it's on their own stuff. Yeah.
You know, so be careful, guys, with this transit that you know, you don't bite, especially with the full moon tomorrow.
I mean,
yeah.
I
don't bite at
anything.
Yeah, and
seriously.
People could get into some serious arguments, and then I'm thinking after the 29th. So do you think I'll hear by Friday that they'll make me the offer by Friday?
Let's see here. Thursday, but yes, it's a yes.
Great.
Wednesday,
great.
They look at it. They make the decision Wednesday. Then Thursday, the decision is delivered.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. So I'll know before my other interview at the other place.
That would be correct.
Oh, terrific. Now, I know you only have a few minutes left to your show, but I fully expect that I'll... Lolita, if you want to call me, Adam has...
Yeah.
Reverend Adam has my number. Feel free
okay.
to call me. And don't hesitate, and I'll be happy to put up a chart for you real quick. And if it's on the full moon and you're argumentative, I'll tell
mm-hmm.
you it's all you.
That is hilarious. Oh, my God, it's all good.
Because
yeah.
I'm pleasant uh-huh. and cooperative.
That is
so we already
funny.
Know out of the gate who's edgy.
Yeah.
You got to have
hilarious.
A sense of humor about this stuff, don't you?
Oh, you have to. Life is too short not to have a
mm-hmm.
sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. It's really funny when we all get into our heads about stuff, you know? Reverend Adam, for anybody listening, Reverend Adam's really good at saying, now you're in your head.
Yeah.
No, no.
That's too funny.
So anyway, y'all feel free to give me a call tomorrow whenever you have a chance, and I'll be happy to look it up. And actually, it's quite an auspicious time for you to be finding that information out this next week. It's very auspicious and a great time to find out.
Mm-hmm.
What time is a good time for me to reach you?
I don't know. There's a 3-hour time zone change between us. Time zone difference?
We're at 10:54 right now.
Oh, okay. So I would say probably after I take my daughter to school and come home, so probably after 9:30 my time in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and,
it'll be like 12:30 my time.
Yeah, and, you know, if I'm busy, I'll say I'm busy and just send me your birthday, day, time, birth, that kind of stuff. I can, you know,
sure.
we can email each other and stuff, and I'll pull up a chart
it'll
for you.
It'll probably be somewhere around 6 o'clock tomorrow that we reach out, okay?
I don't care what time. It doesn't matter. It'd be my privilege and my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I can't say no to Adam.
Oh,
he knows
you.
That. He knows I could never do that.
That is
I got to give you
he
a chance.
Oh, I'm such a sucker for you. You're such a sweetheart. Are you kidding? You know, you're such
thank
a good
you.
Guy. I'd do anything. And then, Adam, if you get a chance, give Joe a call.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know?
Okay.
Give Joe a call? Okay.
Yeah, give Joe a call and just tell him what you want. All
okay.
this stuff
well,
is licensed.
I've got to figure out which one's his and which one's yours because, remember, I've got them both programmed under you. But we'll try it out.
Yeah, just he's usually on the 944 number. It doesn't matter.
Okay, 944. That'll make sense. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, have a terrific night, and thank you so much for answering my question. And you know what? You're absolutely right. You guys are wonderful. Have a great night.
All right,
thank
you too.
Please.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are we going to close the show out, Adam?
Yeah, I believe we should if we don't have any more callers here.
Go ahead.
All right, everyone. Well, we want to thank you for calling and listening in to today's show. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We always have a lot of great specials going on there. We have price ranges from anywhere from just a few minutes to all the way up to an hour, even more if you please. So please don't forget to check out the website at howpsychic.com. Once more, we want to thank everyone for calling and listening in to today's show. And we want to wish you namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night.